Blog Talk Radio. Did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, that's his agreement that he has made with us, like you, then you shall be a peculiar treasure, me, above all people. Do you hear that, sheep? We black folks are a peculiar treasure unto our Father if we obey his words and keep his covenant, his commandment. And we have learned in, I think it was lesson 32 last week on Friday, that we broke his first commandment. We should not have any other gods before him. And what did you do? You made a calf. Because Moses had gone up into the mountain and was speaking with our Father. And it was like 40 days and 40 nights. And the people thought it was too long. So they wanted to have other gods. They bowed unto other gods, and that's the first commandment. Thou shalt have no other gods. I read that to you in Exodus 20, but let me finish this. You shall be a peculiar people unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and holy nation. These are the words thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. Now, most of you are walking around, don't know who we are. We're calling ourselves African American, but we are the children of Israel. We got to wake up and understand that. Read your Bible. You are able to purchase your Bibles these days and read it for yourself. If you read the Bible, it is like a history book unto us. And I struggle sometimes trying to read it to you because I want you to know. My Father told me in heaven, he actually spoke to me. He told me to feed his sheep. And I was scared. I'll tell be truthful to you. I was scared. It took me many years to do what I'm doing now. It took me a long time to do that. A word of prayer, and then I'll introduce myself, and I'll tell you other things that I have learned over the years in growing old. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for looking over us sheep. When we were lost and not knowing anything, especially me, Father, when I was knocked out on the floor and didn't know anything that was going on. I think I was dead, but you brought me back, and I'm glad you brought me back into this mean, cruel world. And I'm glad you did, because I had not started on my assignment, but you have woken me up when I have been told what you told me to do. And I don't care what the world thinks of me. You told me to feed your sheep and minister unto your people, and that you will be with me. And that's the only reason why I do what I do, because you said to me, I will be with you. So I'm doing it. A lot of times, oh God, I'm getting off of my prayer. I mean to say a prayer. I want to thank you for protecting us from natural and chemical disasters. I want to ask you and thank you for blessing us in our same mind and prosperity. You give us the riches of the wicked, receive it and give it unto us. I forget where, I think it's Proverbs 22, Proverbs verse 13, verse 22, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. When you say that you save up the wealth of the sinners and you give it to us poor, I thank you, us righteous, you give that money to us righteous. Father, thank you for giving us again good health and allowing us to have same mind and giving us courage to do and follow your will and be able to be obedient to your word. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known, better known as Jesus. Amen. Listen, sheep, you people, do not follow the devil's Halloween day. You are children of God. I know you are going to be tempted to have parties and go to parties, because I used to be tempted to go to parties and have candy for the children and all of that. But that was wrong. That's not one of our Father's in heaven feast days. That is, do not celebrate Halloween, children. Let me introduce myself. I say Happy Tuesday, everyone that's listening. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It looks cloudy outside. I don't know what the weather is going to be like. It might be cold, but I don't know. I'll probably go outside after I get off of this program. I want you to read Exodus chapter 20, and you'll find the Ten Commandments there. And let me just turn there real quickly so I can tell you what the first commandment is, and that our foreparents broke that commandment. And that's why we're having so much trouble these days. This is what he said. The first commandment is, thou shalt have no other God for me. And what did they do when they came out of Egypt? And Moses went up to speak to our Father in heaven for 40 days. And our Father had to send him back with tablets. And we're learning that just the last Bible reading and this Bible reading. They asked Moses to make us chapter 32. It says, make us gods, which Moses, out of the land of Egypt, we won't not know what has become of him. Just because he was spending time with our Father in heaven, and it had been over, I think it was over 40 days, visiting God, who was giving him rules for us. The people said to him, to Aaron, make us gods. And Aaron made a calf. Have you ever wondered, sheep, why did that? What said it is that our forefathers made that we were enslaved for 400 years? In fact, we were here before then. I was checking that out years ago at the library. We were, and I forget the guy's name, but they were kicked out of Spain. And Christopher Columbus Stop believing that lie that Christopher Columbus discovered America. I was told by my professor that he got sick and he went as far as the Cayman Islands. He did not get to the United States. So when you're hearing about Christopher Columbus, it's a lie. All this stuff, a lot of this stuff that we have been told, lie. Now, sheep, I want you to have the three P's ready, and they are your pen, paper, and pencil, just in case you want to jot down some of the things that I may say to you or some of the places that I may tell you. Just like earlier I told you, read Exodus chapter 20. That's where you'll find the Ten Commandments. And the first commandment is that you should have no other God before our God, our Father in Israel. He is our Father, the Father of the Israelites. We are his children, and we don't understand that yet. Father, please wake us up. Wake our minds and ears and knowledge up so that we can read it and know who we are. Those people that are saying they are Israel and they are in our country, they are not our country. You tell us, when we read the Bible, you tell us that our land is from the Nile River unto the Euphrates. That's in, I think it's Genesis chapter 15. Read all of it. Tell you that that's who we are. It's important that I read this to you because, like you said, in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you. How thou shalt keep no priest to me, seeing you have rejected the law of your God, and he is the God of the children of Israel. And that's who our Father is, and that's who I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, you start reading this book, you'll find that only the white folks have tried to enslave us, like the Romans. They were trying to enslave us back in Jesus' time. You remember that, you read that. And that's why, you know, when the woman named Roseanne called that other woman out of her name, she made me mad. She said that with no compassion. And we are people that have compassion. We're only killing up ourselves. And we're not supposed to do that. We are to love one another. Just as Lionel Richie says in that song that I play to you, Jesus is love. And he wants you all to love one another. Nonetheless, Exodus chapter 32, and try to read as much of it as I possibly can. Hopefully I can read Exodus chapter 32, 33, and 34 in your hearing today. I want you to know that once you start reading all these people that so far, these characters like Moses and Simon and Solomon, they are all black people. I had been led to believe the lie that they were all white, but they're not. You start reading your Bibles for yourself. Right now, find that we are enslaved to the white man still. And that is, he is our enemy. Read Psalms 83. Read all of it. I'm telling you to read Psalms 83, and I was shocked when I read it. All those nations of people were against us. They decided that they were to try to destroy the Hebrew name, but we still exist. Although the people that are themselves Israel, Israel is our father. You know, we had our mother and father, Sarah and what's the name? I can't think of it now because I'm stressed. Whenever I do this program, I seem to get that. Rebecca and Isaac had two children, Esau and Jacob. Jacob is our father. You'll know that once you start reading your Bible. Start at Genesis and read as much as I'm reading now. Hopefully, let me start reading so we can learn a bit more. Exodus chapter 33, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go hence. Let's go down from here. You and the people which you have brought up out of the land of Egypt unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, unto thy seed I will give it. Do you hear that? Sheep are saying that they are us. We don't have that land yet. Our father is going to give it back to us because he cannot lie. He has never lied. If he said he will do it, he will do it. And he is going to do it. They say that in their history books in 1619, the white men enslaved us here in America, and they brought the first slaves to Jamestown. And if you read Genesis, Abraham was told that his seed or his children would be enslaved for 400 years. In 400 years, the white man has said, 1619, well, in 2019, that's next year, our father, I think, will get us out of slavery. This is what he's telling us. And let me read verse 2. Well, in verse 1, let me read verse 1 and read again as much as I can until I should. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and thy people, which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto your father Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed I will give it, and he will give it to us. And I will send an angel before it, and I will drive out the Canaanites. I looked that up. They are black people. They were black people. Amorites, they were brown people like me. And the Hivites, the Hittites, they were brown people. They were not white people. The names that I'm calling out to you, they are all brown people. The Perizzite, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, all those people are brown people that he will drive out of the land unto a land flowing with milk and honey. I will not go out in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people. So what is a stiff-necked people? A stiff-necked people is like a stubborn type of person. We black Jews were stubborn type of people, lest I consume you in the way. So our Father in heaven, the Father of Israel, the God of Israel, said he would not go with us to the land of milk and honey because we were a stiff-necked people and we would do something as we have done. We committed the first, broke that first law that he had told us in Exodus 19 that we should have no other God before him. And what did they do? As soon as Moses had gone up to speak with our Father in heaven, he was gone for a while and had not come down. The people began to say unto Aaron, and that's what he did. He made, excuse me, I had to belch, but make us gods. And those gods, he made a calf. And that was wrong of Aaron. He should not have done that. And now, because of him doing what the people had told him to do, and not what Moses had told him to do, we have to suffer. And our Father, I believe, is going to redeem us in 2019, because our 400 years will be up. Notice how the white man is shooting our kids, our people, and getting away with it. The law is not putting them in jail when they are doing wrong. We are the chosen one. I read to you, of all the people, all the nations of the world, we are the chosen one, and we won't read the Bible. And look at me. I'm just talking when I should be reading. We are a stiff-necked people, lest I consume you in the way. Verse 4, and when the people heard these evil tidings are new, that's news, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. His ornaments were like, I read to you, I tried to read to you in chapter 32, what the priests were made, they were to wear vests, what I call them vests, with different types of stone on those vests. And these garments were our Father in heaven had called the people of Israel to make. And only Aaron, I think it was Aaron and his sons, could come into the place. It says, when I should be looking at chapter 33 and reading to you about how, in verse 4, let me read that. Even though I'm not perfect, God knows that I'm not perfect, but I am trying to follow what he has told me to do, and I must do it and do it my best. Verse 4, and when the people heard these evil sayings, they mourned. When they heard the evil tidings news, they mourned, and no man put on him his ornaments. Verse 5, and the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. Again, a stiff-necked people is stubborn. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume. Consume means to destroy you. Therefore, I may know what to do unto you. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it out without the camp of Abram, the camp nation. And it came to pass that even that everyone which sought the Lord went unto the tabernacle of the congregation which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. And when it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended. Well, descended means to descend, it came down and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses, and the people saw the cloudy pillar, tabernacle door, and the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring out the people, they know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast said, also found grace, and grace means favor in my sight. Now therefore I pray you, if I that grace, that's favor in your sight, send me now thy way, your way, that I may know thee, may know you, that I may find grace, that's favor in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people, thy people. He's saying, this nation, Israel, is your people. Verse 14, and he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give thee rest. You rest. He said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. And I, hence means carry us up there. For wherein shall it be known there that I and thy people have found grace? Again, grace is favor in your sight. Is it not in thou that goes with thee? So shall we be separated, and I and thy people from thee, from all the people. That, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, where thou hast found grace or favor in my sight, and I know thee, I know you by name. And he said, I beseech you, show me thy favor or thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, or pass before you, and I will proclaim that these to everyone. The name of the Lord, or make known, proclaim, make known the name of the Lord before you, and I will be gracious, or that is, find favor unto whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, no man see my face and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and you shall stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, I will pass by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you. I will make my hand. Wait a minute. Let me read verse 22 again. And I will call. Verse 22 again. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and hid while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parch, but my face shall not be seen. Now that is the reading of chapter 33. And I read that poorly, but nonetheless, let's go into, well, I will stop here. Praise our Father for protecting me, as well as allowing me to come back to read to you and remind you of what I have read. Listen, kids, I want you all to read your Bibles. You start reading your Bibles for yourself. Even though your pastors come to you with certain parts out of the Bible, you start reading from Genesis on down to yourself. You'll find that this whole Bible, most of the people in it are black folk, and the ones that will do us harm are our enemy, and they are the white folks, just like the Romans in our father's day. They killed him. Had they known that he had come down in the form of a man, they would not have killed him. I think either one. When we are doing wrong and unknowing, when we know we're doing wrong, and when we don't know that we're doing wrong, I thank you for your protection. And I thank you for your grace, your favor. I have favor in you. Just God, I heard you, and I have begun to do what you told me to do. And I'm so glad. That was the best thing I could have ever done. Hear you speak to me. I couldn't believe it. And I told people that you had some of the things that you had told me to do. And they did not believe me, but I believe you, and I'm doing what you're doing, told me to do. I thank you so much. Listen, she, have a holiday. Halloween is not one of his feast days. Let me tell you what they are. The Sabbath, the Passover, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the day of Pentecost, the day of trumpet, the day of atonement, the feast of tabernacles, and the last great day. Halloween is not our Father's feast day. That's man-made, and you are not to follow what man has made. You are to follow, tell you who the 12 tribes of Israel are. And I will keep saying this so that you can learn, and I will learn. I will forget. The 12 tribes of Israel are Judah. They are the American Black. That's me. Benjamin. They are the West Indian Black. Levi. They are the Haitians. Ephraim. They are the Puerto Ricans. Manasseh. They are the Cubans. Simeon. They are the Dominicans. Zebulun. They are the Guatemalans and the Panamanians, the Mayans. Gad, the Native American Indians. Reuben, Seminole Indians. Asher, Columbia, Guayuagoy, Aztecs. Issachar, the Mexicans, or Aztecs. And Naphtali, the Argentinians, as well as the Chileans. If God, hopefully our Father will be with me. I want you to read chapter 34 and 35 of the book of Exodus so you will have some idea as to what I'm talking about. Read it for yourself while you have a chance. Once you realize who you are in the Bible, the Bible is written for us Black folks, and you don't realize it. All these white people reading the Bible to you, they may give you some understanding, but read it while you have a chance for yourself. It's a history book written unto you. If it's God's will, I will be with you next time. Remember that
Father,
you
help your children and don't let them fall by the side,
and you will miss what's going on
of the road.
I had to learn that when I was trying to go to school.
To love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart.
Salvation.
Lift up our hearts.